Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart to talk about the latest goings-on in the City Council. Latest City Council meeting had a couple of key information points that were presented. One of those information points was an update in regards to the city budget. Thought we had this all cleared up, but something happened recently in regards to the budget.
Yeah, we had a rare instance where the state basically kicked the city's budget back to them due to some changes that were outside of the city's control. That mainly being is that anytime the county assessor's office issues new assessed values of properties, there is an appeal process if someone feels that their assessment is incorrect or unfair. Through that process, we had a significant property owner within the community that appealed their property tax assessment. And it actually went all the way through the appeal process up to the state appeal board. And that decision and rendering was given after the city had already approved its city budget in accordance with state law by March 15th. Once that happened, the state basically kicked the city's budget back to them and said, hey, due to this appealing at the state level, which rolled this particular property back by $2 million in value, which represented about a $32,000 decrease in city revenues from property tax, you need to rework your budget and resubmit it to us. And you do one of two things. Either you need to consider raising your mill levy so you're asking for the same amount of money, or you need to tell us whether you want your levy to stay the same and then where you're going to make the cuts in the budget to do away with this funding that is no longer going to be coming to you. Staff recommended to council to leave the levy the same because we already raised it significantly this year. We didn't want to come back and raise it again. And so we made the necessary cuts within the budget to make that work. So that was approved to be submitted back to the state without any additional increase, even though we did see that significant loss in revenue.
Never good to hear about a significant loss in revenue, but there was also some good news last night in regards to the city helping out a Knoxville business in regards to some possible expansion. Is that correct?
That is correct. Weiler Industries is looking at another expansion. I'll leave that story for you to follow with Mr. Weiler. But ultimately, what was asked for is he was applying for some state funding to help with the expansion. State is in the process of considering and approving $1 million in state funding. And that was going to come in the form of two different formats. And both of those formats needed a local match to go with it, or the state would not approve that. So the city of Knoxville partnered with the Knoxville Economic Development Commission to make sure that those local matches were met. The Knoxville Economic Development Commission, KEDC, approved a 0% five-year loan for $120,000, which will bring $600,000 of funding from the state. Weiler will pay that back over 5 years, and that money will be recycled back into economic development. And then the council approved last night a tax abatement application, which will be a match for another $400,000. It's a great project. We definitely want to support our local businesses that are growing and doing very well, and we look forward to that. It should add probably a little bit more than 100 jobs to the local economy, and it brings in $1 million of investment outside of our community.
An interesting topic that was part of the agenda was a bit of a land swap going on between the city and some of the residents. Tell us a little bit about this.
Several months ago, we had a local property owner that came forward and wanted to present building plans to build a new residential unit within our community. As we looked at it, we discovered that there was a significant amount of city infrastructure through that that made it kind of difficult to build on that property, to the point that staff was kind of the opinion that that property would probably be better off under the ownership of the city. So what we proposed was to swap another piece of property that the city already owned in the community. We acquired it as a nuisance property and took it down. And it was close to equal value that would not have the building constraints to it. And so council approved a development agreement that in effect agrees that we're interested in swapping that property. We still have to go through the official legal process of public notifications and public hearings, et cetera, which council also did the first step of that last night. So the next council meeting, there'll be a public hearing regarding that. But again, our goal is it's kind of a win-win situation for the property owner and for the city, that we get a property that we have significant impact on and can protect that, but then they get a buildable lot that will have significant value to them when they're done.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville City Manager Harold Stewart, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.